Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A deal has been reached in the US just days from a deadline to avoid a potentially catastrophic default. The agreement between President Joe Biden and the House Speaker raises the $48 trillion debt ceiling. However, support from the Democrats and Republicans is needed to win congressional approval next week. A woman's death in Sydney's southwest has sparked a critical incident investigation. An anonymous 000 call alerted authorities to a unit last night in Liverpool. The body of a 34-year-old woman was found inside. A 28-year-old man is now facing multiple domestic violence charges. Federal police have arrested a Sydney man who allegedly organised the importation of more than 347 kilos of heroin back in 2020. AFP officers met the man at Sydney Airport yesterday after he was deported by Turkish authorities. Commander Richard Chin says drugs like heroin cause significant harm and add strain to our health system.
The AFP remains committed to working with our global partners through our international network to disrupt organised crime groups engaged in this activity.
A woman is recovering from serious injuries in hospital after being hit by a road train in far west South Australia. Police say the driver didn't stop after hitting the 42-year-old at Woodina last night. Perth is leading the charge for workers heading back into the office post-COVID lockdowns. Worker foot traffic is currently at 87% of pre-pandemic levels, while Sydney-siders are enjoying working from home the most. In sport, Dragons stand-in captain Jack DeBellin is facing a $1,800 fine for a tackle charge if he takes the early guilty plea, while Raiders winger Nick Cotric could be slapped with a two-match ban if he fights a shoulder charge from last night's win over the Rabbitohs. Meanwhile, teammate Corey Hawawira-Naira says he's on the end after an on-field seizure. He's thanked fans and both clubs.
I've been pretty fortunate to receive a lot of messages about what happened last night. I'm doing a lot better now, so love to you all for thinking of me and prayers and that.